In the previous chapter, in Acts chapter 13, Paul and Barnabas had left behind the city of Antioch in Pisidia, and they had traveled about 100 miles to the southeast to the city of Iconium, where they continued doing what they had been doing before. They were preaching and teaching in the synagogues. And just like before, there in Iconium they met some resistance. Jews who were speaking against what they had to say. So that just like before, some of the people believed and some of the people did not. But pay attention to what is different this time. Luke tells us in verse 2, the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers. The Jews were speaking against them even before they opened their mouth. Now, what does Luke mean by poisoning their minds? Well, the Jews were leading others astray, but maybe they were doing it by attacking Paul and Barnabas, convincing the people that they shouldn't listen to them because they were the wrong kind of people. And maybe they attacked the message of the gospel, saying that it's something that you shouldn't even listen to, certainly something that you didn't have to believe. And maybe they were just filling their minds with all kinds of ideas that would get in the way of listening. However they did it, they spoiled their hearers. They made it very difficult for them to listen. We might say that they put a kind of prejudice in their mind, one that was very difficult for them to shake. And Christians, do we not face similar things in our own time? We face a world which seeks to poison our minds, or at least to poison those who might listen to us. Sometimes the world will do this by attacking the character of Christians. They're not the kind of people you should listen to, they will say. They're bad people. They're bigots. They're not good for society. They're just spreading hate, whatever the case may be. It would be better if you didn't even give them the time of day. The world might try to poison our minds by attacking the message of the gospel, to say, well, why would you want to listen to that? Isn't it hateful to say that somebody is a sinner? Wouldn't it just be better if you just accepted them for who they were and say that nothing is wrong? So don't listen to them. Listen to us instead. And sometimes the world will try to poison our minds by filling our heads with ideas that are hostile to the gospel. Ideas like saying that there's no such thing as sin. We are simply who we choose to be, and that's a good thing. Or that the solution to all of our problems is just finding material solutions. That true happiness, true peace, can only be found by reshaping society, by fixing things so that everyone will be better. There's no sense in looking for something better to come. It's better to get it right now. In any of these ways, the world might try to poison our minds and make it harder for us to listen to God. But honestly, Christians, I think that the way that the world does this the most often these days is not so much by attacking Christians, although that happens, and it's not so much by giving us false ideas, although that happens too. I think the world poisons our minds more by clogging them, by just filling them up with so much stuff that everything else gets pushed out. In other words, to fill up our heads with so much media or so much of these other things that everything else is simply drowned out. It doesn't even have to be bad things or evil things. We can just become so focused on all of the things around us that we don't want to think about anything else. our thoughts get pushed out in an endless stream of videos and shorts. Now, I'm not saying that they're bad. I know that they can be very entertaining, and we even use them to promote good things. You can use it to catch the attention of people you wouldn't otherwise catch. It's not the thing itself that is the problem, but rather the abuse of them, that they can be so abused that it becomes detrimental to the process of thinking at all. Let me put it this way. I'll give you an example. Let's say, for example, you see a video clip of some news story, something terrible that has happened. Let's say that it's a bunch of people who died in some horrible accident, some terrible thing. But before it's even over, before the clip has even come to an end, you scroll to the next thing, and it's a funny cat video or something. And then you flip to the next one, somebody trying to show you a life hack. Flip to the next one, somebody complaining about their life's problems. Flip to the next one, it's a preacher talking about the gospel. Well, flip to the next one, another cat video, and so forth. Flip, 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 flip. This one didn't catch my attention right away, so I move on to the next one. And this one is how long? A minute? Even more? Well, flip on to the next one. On and on and on it goes. And the way that it is, it never comes to an end. Now again, is that necessarily bad? No. And there's maybe even a few things, here or there that are bad, things that we would say are particularly evil. But for the most part, all of this stuff that we have in front of us is neutral or even good, but nothing really to object to. But let me ask you this. What was the common idea that tied all of those things together? What drew them together into one thing? Well, you'd say nothing whatsoever, right? I mean, can you even recall the things that you just watched? Could you remember the details? Would you be able to tell me about it later, or even to draw some of those things together? See, here's the thing, Christians. I think that anybody would be very hard-pressed to do that. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's not that the endless stream is bad in itself, but that it has a way of clogging up our thoughts, a way of pushing everything out so that that's all we really think about. And that makes it very difficult for us to listen to God because, well, listening to God takes too long. But however the world does this, however the world poisons our minds, whether with ideas or simply clogging them up, it can cause us to close our ears even to the very plainest, clearest preaching. We no longer want to listen even to the simplest word. And those at Iconium heard Paul and Barnabas preaching for a very long time, and we're even told that they saw signs and miracles worked by the apostles' hands. Paul was working actual miracles right in front of them, and you couldn't ask for a clearer proclamation of the gospel than that. And yet, despite all of that, their minds were poisoned. And they did not want to listen to what they had to say. And they even came to the point of threatening violence against Paul and Barnabas. If they weren't going to stop talking, well, they would make them stop. And that's certainly something we see happening also today. So what then should we do, Christians? Well, first of all, we have to guard ourselves. We must take every thought captive to obey Christ. And sometimes that's as simple as asking ourselves a question. Why are we doing this? What do we get out of this? And even asking a question like that can be enough to break that endless cycle. It can get us to stop and to reflect on ourselves and to reflect on our own thoughts, to consider how these things are affecting us and whether they are in fact leading us away from God. It gives us the opportunity to turn towards Christ and His Word and to reflect on these things, because the Holy Spirit can and does drive out the poison of the world from our minds. He renews and clears even our thoughts so that we can turn to Him and wholly follow after the Lord. And the other thing we need to do, Christians, is to keep speaking. Even though they were threatened, Paul and Barnabas did not go silent. Even though they were forced to flee from Iconium, they continued to proclaim the good news of Christ. Even if the world has poisoned the minds of those that are hearing us, we still need to say what God would have us say. Because through that word, God can cleanse hearts and minds, even the mind most poisoned against Him. God is greater than all things, and God calls us to Himself through Jesus Christ, His Son. So keep speaking and trusting in God, and God will do what He has promised to do. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, lead us in the way of truth and keep our hearts and minds ever turned toward You so that we may follow after You all of our days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.